Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Richard Serena is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 10. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all peoples, as you are this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him and hold fast to him, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise, he is your God, who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a contrast at the heart of this lesson from Deuteronomy 10 that I don't want you to miss today. It's a contrast between, on the one hand, the one true God, maker of heaven and earth, who had his choice of every tribe in the world from which to draw, from which to choose. And on the other hand, the people of Israel, the people that he actually did choose. See, Moses had just delivered to the people the second set of tablets containing the Ten Commandments after dashing the first set to pieces when he saw the Israelites worshiping a golden calf. So he goes to great pains in this passage to make clear to them why it was so odious for them to do so, why it was so downright contradictory with who they are and with what God had called them to be. And so in the middle of this passage, verses 14 and 15 say this: Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. Yet, the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers and chose their offspring after them, you above all people. You see, the contrast here is between the God of heaven and earth, the God of gods and Lord of lords, the great and the mighty and the awesome God, as Moses puts it, and the people of Israel, the tribe he had chosen to be his possession, to fear him and to walk in his ways, to serve him and to love him and to keep all of his commandments. That God set his heart on this people. He chose them. Not because they merited it or deserved it, not because of anything they had said, done, or thought, not because of anything intrinsically worthy in them, rather, solely to reveal his mercy and grace to them and through them. He could have chosen anyone, but he chose them. Just like he could have chosen anyone, but he chose you. Now, in the first place, God could have chosen any tribe in the ancient Mesopotamian region, any tribe in the ancient Near East, any tribe in all of human history. Yet he chose this people, this nondescript people, this tribe of Israel, this lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Nothing about Israel or its patriarchs necessarily made them a good choice. Other tribes were bigger, stronger, and vaster. They had more fertile lands, better armaments, stronger leadership. The Lord God of heaven and earth could have chosen the Canaanites, the Edomites, the Egyptians, the Amalekites, the Philistines, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Ninevites, or just about any other Old Testament tribe, but he didn't. He chose Israel. He chose Abram, a man who had no heir. A man who pretended his wife was his sister because he was afraid. A man whose wife laughed at God's promise that they would have a child. God chose Isaac, the only son of two elderly parents. His parents named him Laughter. His father nearly sacrificed him. God chose Jacob, who swindled his brother Esau out of his birthright and blessing, ran away from Esau because he was afraid of him, married a woman he didn't want to because his father-in-law tricked him. His own son sold his most beloved child into slavery, faked his death. Nothing about Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, or any of their descendants for that matter, suggested them as a people for God's own possession. Yet God still set his heart upon them and love, and he chose them. He delivered them from captivity in Egypt, and he made them a great nation. He delivered them into a land flowing with milk and honey, provided them the very Savior of the world. Could have chosen anyone, and he chose them. And the same is true for you. That God of gods, that Lord of lords, that great, mighty, and awesome God of Deuteronomy 10, he has chosen you. He could have chosen anyone, but he chose you. Like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm sorry to say, nothing intrinsically suggests you as candidates for salvation. God has not chosen you because of who your parents were, or where you come from, because of what you look like, because of how smart you are. You're not the children of God by virtue of your own reason, will, or strength, or anything you've said, done, or thought. No. You belong to God. You are his people. You are his holy nation, his royal priesthood, his own possession, because the Lord of God of heaven and earth has chosen you. Because he has set his heart on you in love. Because he has called you out of darkness into his wondrous light. In Jesus Christ, God has had mercy on you and chosen you from among all the progeny of Adam, and he has adopted you into his family through the waters of holy baptism, that you might be his children and his heirs, co-heirs with Jesus Christ of all the glory that will be revealed in you on the last day when Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead. And God has done this not because of anything intrinsic to you, not because of anything inherently valuable about you, but out of his sheer divine mercy and grace shown to you in his Son, Jesus Christ, your Lord. The God of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, this great and mighty and awesome God of Deuteronomy 10 could have chosen anyone, but he chose you. And there is no greater motivation, no greater reason to fear him and to love him and to serve him and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments than that he has chosen you and his Son, Jesus Christ, your Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.